Joining me on AM 960 KLTF is Mindy Berkson, the International Fertility Consultant and founder of the Jude Andrew Adams Fund. And thanks for joining me today, Mindy.
Thank you for having me, Ron. It's a pleasure.
Now, this week is National Infertility Awareness Week. And why don't you give us a little information about what are some of the findings recently out there about infertility in the United States?
Well, infertility is a $4 billion a year industry. And the reason for its growth is typically related to women delaying childbearing. There are currently about 7.3 million Americans who suffer from infertility, and this translates to about one in six couples in reproductive ages. And National Infertility Awareness Week was established to help people feel more comfortable about talking about these issues, as well as finding solutions and resources to solve their treatment options.
What are some of the major causes that you've seen in your line of work, which may be primary causes? Usually they say there might be a virus or infection or something in the human development, but what are some of the causes you see in the right now for infertility?
The leading cause of infertility is delayed childbearing, women consciously choosing to have children later in life. Fertility begins to decrease at the age of 27. And as you can imagine, most women aren't even married at the age of 27. They're choosing to further their careers. They're choosing to further their educations and or finding Mr. Right. So with starting to build families later in life comes this huge increase in the numbers of infertility.
Well, unfortunately, being from my gender, I know firsthand sometimes they don't even need Mr. Right. I know there's lots of other things that they can do to work that fertility into childbirth. I know we've talked a little bit about there's artificial insemination. It says here also egg banking seems to be something that's growing across the nation.
It is. It's rather a new technology to the industry and definitely becoming much more perfected. But egg freezing involves freezing eggs from a woman up to the age of 38 years old. Those eggs can be frozen indefinitely. Once they're thawed and fertilized with sperm of choice, they can then be refrozen as embryos or transferred to surrogate or self for hopefully a baby. And it's also an opportunity, if there's extra embryos available, to freeze them and use them for a future genetic sibling.
Mindy, what are some of the other things people need to know about trying to find solutions or treatments? Are there places they can go to or people they can talk to about this?
Well, having been through the infertility world myself and struggling to navigate this system about 14, 15, and 16 years ago, I know the value of knowing what questions to ask and finding the right resources. So I highly recommend working with an infertility consultant such as myself to help you navigate what you need to know in the infertility world. I find that my consults are not cookie-cutter consults. They're very specific to individual situations. But at some point, we always wind up addressing the financial, physical, and emotional aspects that affect each person as well as each couple going through infertility.
And, of course, the other problem that seems to come up with it, physically, you know, you're not able to bear a child, but then the emotional stress kind of takes over.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And if you're not on the same page as your partner, that emotional stress can be incredibly difficult to deal with. So I think it's important to talk about infertility. I think it's important to find the appropriate mental health professional or life coach to help work with you through that process. I think there's a huge grieving process involved when you have to use an egg donor or a sperm donor to help procreate. And all of those factors certainly play into the finances and the physical aspects of going through infertility.
Now, you recently, says here, you have an e-book out, Everything You Need to Know About Navigating the Infertility Maze.
And that e-book is available on my website, lotusblossomconsulting.com. 60% of the proceeds of that e-book are going to be donated in honor of National Infertility Week to the Jude Andrew Adams Charitable Fund, which is the non-for-profit arm of Lotus Blossom Consulting. And that fund was set into place to help a financially needy couple have a complementary treatment cycle at the fertility center of their choice. And information on that fund is also available on my website, lotusblossomconsulting.com.
And inside the ebook, they can find information and consulting and things like that that they can kind of work through the process by looking through this book, which is a great thing to do as a couple looking towards childbearing.
It definitely lays out options. Not every option is pertinent to a given situation, but certainly it's an overview of the industry itself as well as the treatment options available.
Mindy, was there anything else you wanted our listeners to know about?
Well, I just want listeners to realize that there is hope with infertility, and it's all about building the foundation, really finding the right solutions for your individual situation. And sometimes you need to take a step back and really plan and build that foundation before embarking on treatment. And in my experience, doing that is what really helps to maximize success rates and minimize financial exposure.
Mindy, once again, the website they can go to get information on your ebook?
LotusBlossomConsulting.com.
And by the way, Lotus is spelled like the flower, correct? L-O-T-U-S.
Correct.
LotusBlossomConsulting.com. And Mindy, I appreciate your time. The ebook is everything you need to know about navigating the infertility maze. And again, I respect what you've done over the years putting this together and helping people out there in their time, because I know that the one thing a lot of people do look forward to is being a mother or father, and it's very difficult sometimes if you can't perform that, you know, possibility.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Ron, for helping me get this important message out during National Infertility Awareness Week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mindy.